Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Dan Hendricks, who's president and CEO of Interface. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's good to see you earlier this week in Neocon, and I must admit I was impressed with some of the new products that David Oakey had designed and that you were featuring at the show.
Yeah, I thought we had actually a great Neocon and a lot of great response to the new products.
You know, traffic was down a little bit overall, but every time I came by, your space seemed to be pretty crowded in there.
Yeah, we had a lot of, well, good thing is when traffic's down, you have a lot of decision makers in the showroom. So from that standpoint, I thought it was a very good show.
That's right. Okay, well, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you is because you guys have been in the news in a big way recently about your restructuring or refinancing of some of your long-term debt, and I wanted to ask you about that. You went through that process, and can you give us a quick rundown on what you did, what you were able to accomplish?
Yeah, we had, in 2010, February, we had $142 million of bonds due, and we were looking to refinance those and put them out another 4 years, and we had a very, very successful high-yield transaction that we completed about 10 days ago. And it was $150 million at 12.5% rate that's now due in November 2013. So it took a lot of liquidity issues off the table, and we're very, very happy to get that done through Bank of America.
How come you decided to go ahead and do it now? Is there anything around the timing for doing it now?
Yeah, well, you know, if you go back and look at the capital markets, typically – you know, a company that has a double B credit, it's pretty easy to access the markets. But, you know, the fallout that we had in September in 2008, pretty much the market has been closed to industrial high-yield issuers that are tied to a cyclical market like Interface. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking for the window to go ahead and take that liquidity event off the table. And fortunately, the market started thawing in February, and we had a reasonably good first quarter that we put out, and the street was very encouraged by the fact that we made some money, and the window opened up, and as capital market windows go, you better go through it because you never know when they're going to close. So we were very fortunate to have a good market window to go ahead and get these refinancings done. So we took the opportunity and got it done.
Actually, you know, I wanted to do this interview because I'm actually pretty impressed with, you know, how easily you went through this process, because you would think that, let's face it, carpet is a building material, and with building being off both in residential and commercial market, and even though you're primarily commercial, but, I mean, this market is going to be soft on the commercial side, probably to at least first or second quarter of 10, and yet this thing went pretty smoothly, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Well, we're a little different than a lot of just typical carpet companies. First of all, we're global. Half our business is outside the United States. We've been able to segment our company where, like in the United States, 60% of our business is non-office. It's, you know, it's in the education, healthcare, hospitality, even residential. Mm-hmm. And we've been an issuer before. We've been to the street with a bond deal about six times. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great reception to the Interface name out there. And the fact that we were really a segmented story, that we were global, that there's a secular shift to modular carpet, all that played well with these investors, and we were frankly oversubscribed.
Yeah. Actually, you went to the market, I guess, and told investors, analysts like your story, don't they? I mean, you've gone to them in the past, and you've told them what you were going to do, and then you've done it, so that they like your track record, don't they?
They do. In fact, we were marketing the bonds in New York. We were going to go to New York, Boston, and the West Coast. We marketed in New York. We got a call Sunday night from the bank saying this deal is going to be done by noon on Monday. You don't have to go to the West Coast. So there was a great reception in the marketplace toward the bonds, and we also hit the window. The market for high yield deals was very good, and so all of it worked out for us. And we're, again, I'll say, very happy to get that deal behind us.
You actually have three success stories going for you. You're the leader in modular, which is, you know, if you look at soft surface flooring in the commercial market, that's the one that's growing the fastest. You've also got the environmental story. You basically, with Ray Anderson and all the decisions you guys made a long time ago, leader in that area. Every time we research the A&D community and say who's the leader in green, you guys come to the top. And thirdly, you know, your whole story around diversification of vertical segment. So Very impressive track record in the last decade.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been a lot of hard work, and we've got a lot of great people that have been pushing the strategy. But when you execute a strategy and you show the results in the P&L and the operating results, then it's pretty easy to get financings done. So we were fortunate to make that happen.
We mentioned you guys in our June issue, and we're talking about the fact that your sales in the U.S. in the commercial market were around $483 million, which was flat versus last year, which flat in this market is not bad. And but you are over $1.08 billion, I believe, in total sales.
Yeah, in 2008, that's correct.
That's right. So looking forward, what's your take on the commercial market and what we're going to see over the next year?
Well, you know, I think the commercial office market, really on a global scale, it's going to be tough sledding for the next 12 months. What we hope to do is continue to have share gains within the modular business in the office markets around the world. Hopefully, India and China and the Middle East, some of our emerging markets will come back, and we're seeing a little bit of that. And then we're just going to go after segments that have a low penetration rate, you know, on a global basis. You know, the opportunity to sell carpet tile in the UK in the education market or in France or Germany and so forth are all there as well, because we have this global platform. So we're going to drive the non-office piece as hard as we can drive and lead that market with share gains in modular.
Okay. We just recently did an interview with a raised panel floor provider, and they said that in Asia and in Europe, the whole raised panel concept in the office market was huge versus what it is in the U.S., and modular just works well with that. So that works out well for you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. There's always been a natural fit with access flooring and carpet tile.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And hopefully in the United States, they'll start using more access flooring and put air distribution in the floor and make more energy-efficient buildings.
All right, Dan, well, I appreciate you being with us today. Congratulations on your success and refinancing some of your long-term debt. Been talking to Dan Hendricks, who's president and CEO of Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.